DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Also, Falcons calls. Falcons fans want to get on the phone lines and sound off after yesterday. 404-726-0929. You can do that as well. Or if you just want to ask an old-fashioned AMA question, we're here for that as well. Okay. Can I give a quick shout-out?
Yes.
Jalen Haas.
Okay.
A son of one of our listeners.
Okay.
20th birthday.
All right.
Shout-out. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Jalen.
Brother.
Thanks for listening. He's been by to a couple of our broadcasts at Twin Peaks, and one of the hats that you wear, that might even be the one that you have on right now, he gave us.
Okay.
His dad did.
So hey,
shout-out to Jalen.
Hey, Jalen, tell your dad I need another one, because this one here didn't seem better days, but it just fits my head so well.
I know. You wear it, though.
I wear it all the time.
That's proof that you like it.
Yeah, I need you to see if you can get Pops to hook up your brother real quick.
Come by for another one.
Yeah, man.
We'll be out there, I don't know when. Dang it. Let me see. We were out there Friday with our tank tops on. Didn't work.
And then we're going
to. Andy and Randy. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw Friday, September 19th.
Okay.
There
we go.
That's not long for now.
Next week, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, that's next week. Oh, good. Another shout out to the people over at the patio over in Smyrna. My boy Charles Grant had a birthday. It was great because I got to see all my brothers, man. I'm talking about brothers and sisters that I ain't seen in years, Bunk. We were all in school together, so shout out to you. Had a great time. Me and my wife, me and my wife ain't stayed out that late and drank that much together since we left Miami.
That's awesome.
That's me and my boy. We had an outstanding time.
You said the Patio Social Club?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Patio over there by the cheesecake, cheese pizza place or whatever.
Oh, yeah, by Chicago Pizza.
Yeah, by Chicago Pizza. Yeah, okay. Went over there and smoked cigars and had drinks. But yeah, me and my wife ain't been that. Like, we got home and I woke up next morning, Andy. It was Taco Bell in the house. We don't know. I had nobody got no Taco Bell. All I remember, my wife said, baby, can you give it to. Okay, baby. But yeah,
you have the Uber driver take you to Taco Bell?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. That's
how you know you're doing great.
Oh, yeah, man. But what's that phrase? Boy, we had a time left. Boy, me and my wife, we had an unbelievable night. But shout out to all my people that I got run into. And then, like I said, just random people. I'm just in the back vibing. Hey, man, we love your show, dog. It's like, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you. But yeah, it was a time. But whoo, I got one more. I got to recover. I got a month to recover because Isaiah's turned 21, and he's like,
what?
Yeah.
What does he want to do?
You know what he wants to do.
Well, I know, but where?
I don't know. He ain't told me yet, but you know what he wants to do.
He's like, of course he does.
Because he called me yesterday. He's like, you all right, Dad? I was like, yeah, Papa.
Get the ones ready.
I was like, Papa tied. He was like, what happened? I told him we went out and did all that stuff. He was like, you got about a month to recover. I was like, oh, yeah, your birthday, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I would really like to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't like to invite myself to stuff, but I really want to come to that.
Yeah, man. We're going to figure something out. Yeah, right. You know where he wants to go.
Oh, God. All right. Right. And I feel like that's the good excuse to go do it. It's like, oh, he's 21. This is what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Got to take him out. All right. Any final Falcons thoughts? I know we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some news that comes out. I know Dukes and Bell are going to spend almost all of their show, if not all of their show, talking about it and taking calls as well.
Okay, because this is Monday. This was Dan Quinn's, or was it Tell the Truth Monday?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it's Tell the Truth
Monday. I think we've told the truth.
Yes,
today.
But I'm talking about up there, what they got to have to do, the run game. It's got they know this. You can't have that kind of running game. And you saw on the right side, there was no cohesion between. It wasn't awful. I think if it was a lesser player over there, it might have worked more. But you're going against one of the best run stuffing, one of the best defenses in ball.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and you mentioned this off air, so I'm stealing for you. I thought Michael Penix handled the pressure well. I don't know what
you don't mean the pressure of starting game one.
No.
You mean
the pressure from the defense. I thought he played well, got the ball out of his hands fast. But it was just guys up front, everybody took a turn. I know Jake Matthews played better than he did.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bergeron and Jake were not on the same plane a lot of times on those games. That's why you saw a lot more pressure in the A because Bergeron was stuck and was getting back too late then running on the right side. Lindstrom, I think the world of Lindstrom. I think he's a hell of a ball player. He just has a problem with bigger D tackles because he's not the biggest dude in the world. But he's got to play. He knows this. How healthy is Drake?
Yep.
Shoulder, physical receiver, freaking week one. So this could be something that could linger for weeks,
Bob. No, it's bad. That was, honestly, of all the things that happened yesterday, besides, of course, missing the field goal and losing, Drake London getting banged up and having to miss the end of the game, and then we don't know. It's day-to-day at this point. Like, that's dangerous if that shows up. Especially, look, I mean, you know, you got to get the run game going.
Yeah.
Yesterday they relied heavily on the passing game. Drake's got to be out
there. Drake's got to be out there. He usually comes through when he has an opportunity to make plays. Kadarius Hodge, he always steps up when it's time. He got to, I don't.
What was that? Like contact threw him off.
It was a cover two. That's what it looked like. Corner sitting, but he backed up, and I don't know if the corner was supposed to put hands on him or whatever. But he kind of stumbled a little bit, and then. So, because it was basically looked like it was outside release because something was coming. That's how it looked to me.
Because that ball was there.
It was there.
Like, that was
It was right. But defensively, Root got to play better. Root's out. They got to play better on the interior. They were getting moved around. Devon Diablo is a dude.
Yeah. So, from the positive
he
side.
He showed up.
He played a great game. It was awesome to see him.
I thought Watts played played really, really good.
I thought AJ did a nice job with Mike Evans.
Yes. I mean, Mike's one of the best ever. Mike's going to get some. But I thought overall AJ did his thing. I'm anxious to how Jesse played. That's what I'm anxious to. Because it did look like on that one play that Baker missed bad, it looked like it was a communication issue between AJ and Jesse. I wanted to know how he played, how he felt he played. And you gotta hear some more. We gotta hear some more noise from these young players.
Yep.
I thought James Pierce almost had a sack, but Baker had just got the ball out. If Baker holds that ball, James Pierce, that might be a strip sack because he was right there.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yes.
I mean, they got the one when they brought the blitz and they got Baker down for one.
Yeah.
And then Pierce got that pressure. That was it.
Yep.
Other than that, Baker was
clean. He's back there.
Pretty much. They hurried him up a couple times in the first half. But once they got into rhythm in the second half, he was pretty clean back there. And then the few times where it would collapse, he would just leak out and pick up 10 yards like he always does, which was incredibly frustrating. Yeah. We'll hear some more from those guys today, obviously. And who knows? Everybody's keeping an eye on what's going on with Koo and the kicker situation. I wouldn't be surprised at all if between now and Wednesday we find out they've got a new kicker.
Yes.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, let's spend a couple minutes on college football. Not the greatest slate of games on Saturday. Still some fun ones, though. Oklahoma did what they had to do. Michigan's a really young team, but they're still a really talented team. And Oklahoma was able to win that matchup of two ranks, 24-13. John Mateer played really well in that game. And that's just a win that Venables hadn't had, really, at Oklahoma yet. Also, desperately needs it, given what's coming.
Dude.
Because they have the hardest schedule in America.
They got the hardest schedule ever in history of football. God dang.
Just for people who don't know, here it is. Their next game is against number 24, Auburn. The game after that is against number 7, Texas, obviously neutral site, the Red River game. The next game after that is against number 11, South Carolina. Then number 17, Ole Miss. Then number 15, Tennessee. Then number 19, Alabama. Then number 25, Missouri. Then number 3, LSU.
Yeah.
All ranked opponents coming up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the SEC.
Welcome to the SEC, man. And the SEC, I mean, Auburn's bye.
Yeah, Auburn's all right.
Auburn's all right. Venables needed a win like that. I mean, it was a big win for them. I thought Mississippi State, they needed a win like that. Good for them because Arizona State was in the playoffs last year. Yeah. They were the Big 12 champion. And right now, I don't know who the hell is going to win that champ. Who in the hell is going to win the Big 12? I'm still going with Iowa State.
Still looks good.
I'm still going with Iowa State.
I will say Utah's beaten the absolute hell out of both teams.
When have we seen Utah beat the hell out? Utah beats up people.
Yeah, they do.
But they'll beat the hell out of you.
They got that new OC and the quarterback, Dampier. Now, again, Saturday was Cal Poly.
Yes.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
But UCLA the first week, by the way. UCLA got smoked on Saturday. Nico Iamont, they're 0-2.
Dude.
I'm not trying to pile on, but.
Who did they lose to this time?
Who did they lose to? UNLV.
Ooh, they lost to them by UNLV?
They were down 25-0 UNLV.
Ain't that
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dan Mullen.
I know he loved that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he loved that one.
Damn.
And, Tennessee's doing fine. We'll find out Saturday.
We got a long week to talk about this one. But, Tennessee, they're dealing with stuff in their secondary. They're starting three corners are out right now. But that D-line still, even without James Pierce.
Yeah, they got some really good players.
Still, dude. And Georgia's offensive line has not been impressive these two games. And neither has Gunner. I'm sorry. He did not play. Now, again, a lot could have happened with the time moving it up, the delay, all those different things. It just was a raggedy performance, in my opinion, by the offense. Now, the
defense, it was hard to watch.
The defense, like, is going, defense fine. They got some young pass rushers on that damn defense, man. I'm telling you. But, yeah, the offense just ain't, I don't know, it ain't in sync.
There was a couple moments from the running backs.
They put the ball on the ground.
They did put the ball on the ground. Yeah. Not Frazier, but the backs behind him have had a couple nice moments in the first two games.
Number 20?
Yeah.
Dude, that dude can fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got some talent back there.
That dude can get it.
But, yeah, and I mean, on a Saturday where all of the top-ranked teams
just
were just
beat the hell out of
destroying
folks.
Their opponents. Alabama, they needed that. 73-0 against Louisiana Monroe. Tennessee 72-17 against East Tennessee. Utah, like we mentioned. Texas Tech 62-14. Ohio State won 70-0.
Yep.
Oregon won 69-3.
Yep.
So there was a lot of lopsided finals on Saturday. And Georgia was kind of limping around against Austin Peay, which is weird.
And like Austin Peay wasn't doing nothing particularly well. We were just looking like crap.
Yeah.
Like, what the? Oh, look at that. Oh, Daniel Jones. Boy. You get front page news.
Look at that.
Everybody just talking about him.
Daniel Jones.
They got this name out there. Danny Dimes.
Pat McAfee.
Get the
interview?
Hell out of here. That. I mean, the first time I heard that Danny Dimes crap.
Enjoy it while it lasts, yeah, my friend.
Oh,
enjoy
God.
It
Please
while
do.
It lasts.
Sports Radio 99 The Game is presented to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, but you can always count on Sundays and NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
All right, today. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. AMA questions, welcome. Falcons calls, welcome. We'll talk about the Falcons loss from yesterday as well. It's up to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.